Not. But we're here to help you with those things, and that's exactly why we're getting busy.
Get busy profiling small businesses, entrepreneurs, and innovators right now.
All right, personal brand building on social media, imperative. It's probably also one of the cheapest and easiest ways that you can build your brand, whether it's a personal brand or that for your company, business, whatever it is that you have. Here to help us out with this a bit more, we have digital marketing expert Tendai. Thank you so much for being up early on a Saturday morning to chat to us, Tendai.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. How are you guys? How is everyone?
No, listen, it's all up in the air. We're all very confused, but at least things are slightly getting a little bit better. But I must be honest with you, I've noticed a big change in how people are using social media, especially now during the pandemic. It's at one stage there was a lot less happening and people were just like food pictures.
I know.
Throwbacks to when we could go out, throwbacks to holiday. But a lot of brands have actually done really well starting from the beginning of lockdown, establishing a brand, getting a following, having an online business, and then blowing up over this time purely based on like the exposure and the expansion of their brand on social media, which is absolutely fantastic. Why should we care about personal brands on social media, Tendai?
Okay. So when it comes to personal branding on social media, you realize that now it's more like your digital CV, more like your portfolio. That's where people see you. That's where people can easily, get in touch with you. You see. So because now we cannot go live or we cannot see each other face to face, the only way we see each other is through the, you know, digital platform. So it also influences your financial space. So I think that's why you need to care about your personal brand on social media.
How should you go about setting goals for your social media personal brand? If you can set goals for that, like, is it a follower thing or is it a view thing?
Okay, so when you're setting goals, it's more of you have to be selfish a little bit, because in as much as it might be all about other people and how they can solve a particular problem, you have to know what exactly your vision is all about, so that when someone comes to your platform, they actually resonate with your vision in terms of how it can solve their particular problem. It can be a service, it can be a situation, it can be anything.
And then
when you're setting your goals, also you have to be strategic in which platform are you going to use, which things are you going to be posting.
How do you decide which platform is the big, because some people they're like, okay, cool, it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, because those are the big ones, or Facebook, not even Facebook, they say Instagram, yeah, TikTok, and maybe Twitter. How do you choose?
So with me, what I usually advise my clients is that you actually know, whenever you're posting on those social medias, everyone subscribes to these social medias, with the hope that they can brand themselves and be seen on those platforms. But there are platforms where you can actually see people reacting, people interacting, people connecting with you, because branding is all about connection. So in as much as someone may be famous on Instagram, when you go to their Facebook, you find they just get 2 likes. Yeah. So what matters the most is, where do you connect most with people? So that's how you would you should actually use that, and then it will spill over to other social medias if you actually decide that way.
So now you might be the right person to ask about this, but let's say me personally as a brand, I don't like saying that, but let's just say I'm a brand person. I've got so many different interests, man. So many different interests. It comes across schizophrenic. How do you choose what you post, what your interests are? Yeah.
So when I started, I told you that you need to actually set a vision for yourself, right?
Yeah.
So when you set a vision, you know what exactly you want to accomplish, what you want to push through your social media. So even if you're going to post a meme, how are you going to turn it to actually influence it to, resonate with your brand? Mm-hmm. So sometimes we jump into all this clutter. That's when you actually miss people, because when people follow you, They follow you for a particular reason. They follow you because you give them something that they think it might solve them in their life. Or,
but how,
you know,
do you choose Tendai? How do you know which one?
That's why I'm saying you need to select your vision. The moment you have the vision, that's when you know that, okay, this meme resonates with my people. My people know that, okay, we are laughing today. Today we are going to be talking about, you know, this trend. We're going to be talking about coronavirus. But how you alternate, how you feel, how you actually address yourself to the people, that's how it will make you, connect with your people, and it will help you flourish as a brand. So I don't know if I answered your question there.
Not at all. Because I know what I want to be, and I know who I am, and I don't know if the two things are the same thing. Because the problem at the moment is that there's a particular look that seems to get a lot of attention. There's a particular feel, and it gets a lot of reaction. And you know what? Actually, Tendai, this might be a two-part interview here, because I want to say, the vision that I might have for myself and what I actually am are two different things. And I'm saying myself, but I mean anyone, hey? And then you get people who are like, my vision is this, but it's fake. It's not even who they are.
So the thing
No. This needs to be a two-parter. We're going to take a break now, because this, I think, I'm dying to hear. As a professional in this industry, I'm dying to hear that, because there's fakeness everywhere, from a Photoshop to the fact that this isn't even my car and I'm posting it. There's a lot. It might be the vision, but it's a fake vision.
Okay.
All right. So we'll carry on this conversation. If you've got a question, send it through 082-510-5151. Drop the voice note, quick six.